How's your garden doing, Earl?
Not good. Nothing's coming up.
What seeds did you plant?
Seeds? Was I supposed to plant seeds?
Things don't just happen. It gets done on purpose.
Growing in Christ takes discipline and habit.
Get off your butt and do it.
Go to the Speaking Deacons Essentials list only at thespeakingdeacon.com.
Speakingdeacon.com.
Let's pick up in midstream with the second part of this provoking message. Thespeakingdeacon.com. Truth is here.
So let's keep picking on some things. If you notice in your notes, I have a little statement here that says, impress your friends. Say antithetical parallels. Come on, everybody, say it. Antithetical parallels. All right. That just means compare and contrast. Comparing and contrasting. That's a fancy term for comparing and contrasting. And, antithetical, anti, opposing, parallels, two different things. That's what we're going to see now, is a pattern of parallels. Now, look, here we got a big chunk of Bible. Romans 5:15, but the gift is not like the trespass, for if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to many? Now, how many of you in that moment said, that's a lot of words. Whoa. How many of you responded that way? That's what I did this morning when I was first looking at this about 5:30. I'm like, oh no, too early for this. More coffee. Okay, but what helps is when you start to break it down. Now we're going to apply some biblical hermeneutics, some Bible study. And of course, we're already making the assumption that Paul wrote it, because he says he did, he wrote it, and he's writing down stuff in a logical order. So here we go. Here's the same verse, same words. I didn't extract any word. I just broke it down into outline form, breaking it up by its phrases, its clauses. And now things start to look like a magic formula of power and awesomeness. Well, that's what I think they look like. Here we go. But the gift is not like the trespass. What is he talking about here? First the trespass and then the gift. Look at this very carefully. For if the many died, that means the majority. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did, we'll stop there. I'm going to use that laser pointer. I think that was sovereignly guided. Laser pointer. Yeah, it works. All right, start here. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, who are we talking about? Adam. How do we know we're talking about Adam? This is the verse right before it. This verse. This is verse 12, and I just read you verse 15. So we're talking the same chapter, the beginning of the chapter, we're talking about Adam. So Paul is logically still talking about Adam. We're still in the context. Because remember, a lot of people might take a Bible verse out of context to make it say what they want. Like when they pull a verse out of Jeremiah for the praying and they says, if my people will humble themselves and pray, then I will bless their land and heal them. That's strictly and exclusively for the Jews. And Christians should not be waving that Bible verse around. It's not for the Christians. And God does not promise to bless America if we do what Jeremiah tells us to. So we got to be very careful not to pull Bible verses out of context and make them say what we wish they say. Then we turn into Joel Osteens. All right, so let's keep going. So now back here, we're talking about Adam. Trespass of the one man. Now look at this, yellow, I highlighted this. How much more? Now what Paul is doing here is he's expanding, saying, listen, this one guy come along, he disobeyed once and everything stinks. Now check it out. How much more did God's grace... And he starts describing the grace. See how he starts breaking it down? And the gift that came by the grace of the one man. Who's this one man? How do we know that? Because it says it right there. That's not difficult. Do you think Paul thinks that Jesus is something more than Adam? Paul thinks, obviously, because he wrote it down, and we can fairly say, hey, you may just think Jesus is a good teacher, but Paul thinks that the grace of God is a gift that came through Jesus. So there's got to be something more to this Jesus than moral fluffy teachings. And we're going to find out more what that is. And how many, how does it, this grace, where does it go to? It's the overflow to the many. How much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? So this is, here's your inclusive verse. If people say Jesus is exclusive, he's inclusive. He puts out his hand and says, if anyone will. The problem is the majority of people said, no, I won't. But it's still out there to all. Verse 16. Again. Notice how I'm putting these words here. Paul is once again, he's coming back at it again. He's slamming it down on the table. He says, again, the gift of God is not like the result of one man's sin. And it isn't? How is that? The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation. So we got a problem here, a theological issue. If the world is full of a bunch of reasonably good people, and why does God allow bad things happen to good people? According to this verse, there's condemnation here. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation from one man. But the gift followed many sins, that's what trespasses means, and brought justification. Wait a minute. One sin brought condemnation, but the gift, isn't that weird? How could that be? How could a gift follow a whole bunch of sins and bring justification? Now, hold on a minute. We could do an entire month's worth of sermons on that incredibly awesome word. Because that's the word that your friends are going to come up to you and say, who are you to judge me? And who are you to think that you're any better than I? That you say you're going to heaven, but I'm not? Hey, buddy, I've been justified. And there's the big word I can pull it from. It's in the Bible. I'm not pulling it out of context. I've been justified in Christ. The gift of God justified me. So when I stand before God, that big word means God is not going to say to me, you're guilty. He's going to say, you're not guilty. I think that's awesome. But it's not going to be because of me. It's not my good works. It's not anything I did that caused me to be justified. It's a gift. There it is. That word gift. I'm burning a laser hole right through that. Gift, gift. It's a gift. I didn't earn it. It was given to me. That's how I'm justified. Even though I'm a big loser. Many trespasses. That's what that means. Many sins. Okay? But do you see how easy it is sometimes? I want to point out something. This is a verse of words. It's a big block of words. But when you start breaking it down to its clauses, do you see how when I say antithetical parallelism or compare and contrast, in the Bible, buts are a good thing because it means that there's something better coming along. And you see how it connects the two? And now you got this parallel between the sin of Adam and the gift of Christ. And you see how this is unpacking? Isn't that cool? Next verse, Romans 5:17, which is just going right down the verses. For if, anytime you see a therefore or a for if, it's there for a reason. It's connecting from the previous thought. Got that? Anyone getting irritated with me in this laser pointer? For if by the trespass of one man, who are we talking about? Adam, death reigned through that one man. So is everybody bad because Adam sinned according to Romans 5:17? Yes! As a matter of fact, it's the assumed truth. For if by the trespass of one man, death reigned through that one man. Bam! Well, I'm just a good person. God's gonna, you know, I'm okay. I'm okay. Death reigned because of Adam's sin. And there's a Bible verse that kind of says we are dead in sin and trespasses. So, connects. Now, wait a minute. there's more. How much more, as a matter of fact, will those who receive, how much more will those who receive, one, God's abundant provision of grace, and, wait, there's more, the gift of righteousness, reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. See this? The gift of righteousness. There's that gift word again. Didn't we just see that gift word in the last verse? You think Paul's implying that the righteousness that comes from Jesus is a gift? Yeah? Yes. Of the gift of righteousness, reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. So where does this gift come from, anybody? Everybody? Yeah. See how Paul's unpacking this? And all I'm doing, I didn't take out any words. I've just highlighted words and I broke them down. So here we go. Romans 5:18. Consequently. Consequently. That means, hey, because of all these other things, consequently, therefore, just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so does that mean that all people in the world are condemned? According to this, one trespass was condemnation for all men. Does that mean that all men are condemned? Yes, that's exactly what it means. That's he's building his thinking. So also the result of one act of righteousness was, there's that word again, justification, that brings life for all men. Do you see the contrast? Adam blew it. Jesus did not. Jesus had total victory. He knew the goal. He achieved the goal. And he brought justification. And that justification brings the life. Because condemnation leads to death. Justification brings life for all men. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the life. This is where it all comes from. That's why Jesus is so awesome, is because of what he's done.
Catch the exciting conclusion tomorrow. You are always welcome to email, Facebook, or tweet us with your thoughts or comments. Truth is here.